Hurricane Ivan has strengthened and is swirling over the western tip of Cuba. The Category 5 storm has killed at least 68 people in the Caribbean. Hurricane Ivan will apparently bypass the Florida Keys, but could still threaten Florida's panhandle and other communities along the Gulf Coast from Alabama to Louisiana. And Ivan's approach has led oil companies to evacuate workers on oil drilling platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. Peter Velez is coordinating that effort for Shell Oil from New Orleans, along with the effort to secure the platforms and rigs.
At this moment, what we're doing is we're evacuating personnel from the eastern side of the Gulf of Mexico into our base. That evacuation will be completed by this afternoon, close of business on Monday. We're also evacuating our personnel from the central part of the Gulf of Mexico, and that evacuation will be completed by tomorrow, Tuesday, around midday. And at that point, we would have evacuated a total of about 850 people from those two locations while Hurricane Ivan passes by.
The evacuations that are underway, are you doing these by helicopter, by boat? What?
Yeah, we do essentially all of our evacuations by helicopter. A very small number, if it's very close to shore, we may utilize boats, but the strong preference is to use helicopters.
Now, you've had, I take it, a fair amount of experience with this before.
Yeah, we have hurricanes every year on a typical basis, and it all depends on whether we have two, three, four, five. The number varies. This year already, we've had some good experience, starting with Bonnie first and followed by Charlie, then Francis, and now comes Ivan. So we've had, this is our fourth one that we've been working this year.
Just this year?
Just this year, correct.
Ivan has something like 160 mile per hour winds at this point. Are these platforms built to withstand winds of that magnitude?
Yes, the platforms and the rigs are designed to withstand not only the winds, but also the waves that are generated by those storms. And the currents, the waves, the wind are all part of the design criteria that is utilized to design the facilities.
Can you tell anything, based on your experience from hurricanes past, of how damaging this one might be?
I take all hurricanes seriously. So a small hurricane, even though it does not have winds that are very strong, if it's moving slowly, it can cause damage like you have seen when it impacts areas like Florida. But the stronger the hurricane, like Ivan is right now a Category 5, I would not like to encounter a Category 5 hurricane. But if it comes through the Gulf, I would say that it's probably going to cause a lot more damage to onshore areas than it's going to cause to our offshore areas because we're designed to take that type of impact from it.
Peter Velez is incident commander for Shell Oil in New Orleans, talking with us about preparations for Hurricane Ivan in the Gulf. Mr. Velez, thanks very much.
Thank you.